Amen, everyone. God bless. Thank you all for listening and tuning in to Prophetic Expressions, speaking life through the spoken word. Amen. God bless you all on today. Just want to drop this in your spirit to be an encouragement to you that God wants us to be water walkers. He wants us to be water walkers. Amen. So many times we as people, we like staying in that comfortable place. We don't like being uncomfortable, but God has called us to walk into territory that He leads us in that may sometimes be unfamiliar. Well, let me drop this in your spirit in Matthew 14:22-31. And it says, "And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered Him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water. And He said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind was boisterous, and he was afraid, and began to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand, and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? So I just want to touch bases on this little passage of scripture in Matthew 14:22-31. And I would say God wants us to be a water walker. Amen. And when Jesus constrained them, means He's convinced them to go, the disciples to go ahead and to get into the ship, and that He would meet them on the other side, because He had just ministered to the multitudes, and so He had took some time to go away to pray and spend time in fellowship with the Father. And He sent the disciples to meet Him on the other side on the ship. But while He was praying, and many of us, while we're praying, things are going on, situations are happening, storms are breaking out, and a storm broke out while the disciples was on the ship. And the sea and the waves was contrary, meaning that it was like a big, severe thunderstorm with the wind and the waves. And how many of us know that we've been in situations many times before where it feels like we're in the middle of a storm, in the middle of a hurricane, in the middle of a tornado. Everything is just whitch away. And it says that in the fourth watch of the night, when Jesus was finished, He went to meet them while they were in the ship, in the storm. Amen. So we thank God that Jesus is with us in the storm. He makes intercession on our behalf. Amen. That He went to meet them where they were. And it says the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, and they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. Amen. Many of us, when we're walking on the water, we're walking on the sea, we're walking in uncharted territory, unfamiliar territory, amen, that we need Jesus alongside with us. They were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. And so for many of us, when we go through storms, we go through situations, and we go through attacks, and many times, like the disciples, we did not have the discernment to see, was it Jesus that was allowing us to go through, or was it just the attacks of the enemy, or was it our own choices? But we see here that it says the disciples were troubled, and they were saying, Is it a spirit? And they cried out for fear. They were very fearful because they could not discern who He was. So for many of us, we need to ask God for clarity and discernment to be able to discern the seasons and the times. Amen. To discern the seasons and the time. And it says, and as Peter answered Him and said, I'm sorry, when Jesus spoke back to them, He answered them. He said, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And so isn't that just like God, that He will reassure us and let us know that He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And we don't have to be afraid of the storms. We don't have to be afraid of the things we might not understand or don't know what's going on. That we can go to Jesus and He can let us know that we can rest in His peace. We can rest in His promises. We can trust in His word. Amen. And then it says, and Peter answered Him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto thee. And so Peter still had doubt because he said, Lord, if it's you, then tell me to come. If it's you, tell me to come on the water. And he said, Jesus, and when Peter was come, that, and he said, which is Jesus, said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, so Peter got out of the ship and began to walk on the water to go to Jesus. Amen. And so for many of us, we have to ask God, if it's you, you know, we throw that fleece, so we put up, if it's you, you know, show me what to do, give me instructions, bid me to come on the water. So Peter's asking Jesus, if it's you, give me instruction. For many of us, you know, we ask God, if it's you, give us instruction, show us what to do. We need your wisdom. Amen. And it says, he said, come. And Peter had gotten out of the ship and he began to walk on the water. Just as simple as that. His faith was at the place where he began to walk on water because he believed Jesus that much. That even though he was fearful, he walked on the water. And it says that when he saw the wind was boisterous and he was very afraid and was beginning to sink, he cried saying, Lord, save me. So when he began to walk in the water, for many of us, we start off good. We hear God. We get excited. We begin to walk in faith and walk on faith. And even though we might be fearful, we're walking in faith, believing God to bless us. We believe in God that he gave us instructions. We believe in God that his purpose and his plan for our lives is yes and amen. And as we get out there, we begin to look around at the situations. The attacks come from the enemy, just like the storm. And it says that he was very much afraid, because the wind was boisterous. How many of us know that the enemy is nothing? A lot of times he doesn't, well, with no way does he have any authority over God. But a lot of times when he tries to distract us or get us afraid or get us off course, he is very loud. He's causing distractions. He's boisterous like this wind. He's boisterous like this storm. And he causes distractions. He's loud. He's doing all of these different things. It says, the Bible says that he is like a roaring lion that goes about seeking who he may devour. So he makes a lot of noise when he comes. So in this particular passage of scripture, that it says that the wind was boisterous and Peter became afraid and he was beginning to sink. So for many of us, we get discouraged when we begin to be attacked by the enemy, or when the enemy comes to try to intimidate us with distractions, comes and try to intimidate us with noise, comes try to intimidate us in our mind, our souls, our spirits, and our bodies, and he tries to get us off course. And so Peter begins to cry out to the Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, where didst thou doubt? So when Peter became afraid, he began to cry out to God, Lord, save me. Amen. And so he said, Lord, save me. How many of us, when we get in a situation, we should always cry out to God. He said, you can cast your cares on me, for I care for you. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So we can cast our cares. We can cast our burdens. We can cast our fear on to God. Amen. And he can hold us up even in the midst of the situation that we're going through, the storms that we're going through in life, the sickness that we're going through in life, the pain that we're going through in life, that he said that he would be there for us. And it says, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand. I believe that Peter had gotten so close to Jesus that all Jesus had to do was stretch forth his hand and help him up. That his faith was so much the more that he was so close to Jesus. He had walked that far in Jesus that when he began to get weak, when he saw the winds and the waves, that God began to pick him up. How many of you know that Jesus will meet you where you are? He will help you where you are. He will pick you up where you are. And so I believe that Jesus, that Peter's faith had gone but so far. And so when his faith had ran out, that Jesus began to lend him his faith. And then he says, oh, thou of little faith. So his faith became little. He said, didst thou doubt? He said, where did you doubt? Why did you doubt me? Where did you doubt? What area in your life you're doubting me? Where area in your life that you feel that I won't come through for you? What area in your life where you feel like my instructions that I'm giving you that you can't do them? Amen. There's another scripture that says that you did run well. What hindered you? So I want to leave that with you this morning. What hindered you? Who hindered you? What thing hindered you? Was it you? Was it yourself that hindered you? Amen. But I want you to know today that God wants you to be water walkers. To be a water walker for him. He wants you to be a water walker for him. That means that he wants you to be like Peter, to stretch out and to walk in faith, to get out of the boat, to get out of the familiar, to get out of the comfort zone and be a water walker. As you notice that Jesus said, when he began to walk on the water, the only person that stood up and said, Jesus, if it be you, let me come, bid me to come. There was the other disciples in the boat, but you hear they didn't say nothing out of fear because they were still trying to discern if it was Jesus or God in that. How many of you know that this season and this time that God is coming in an unfamiliar place? He's coming in an unfamiliar way. He's coming in a new way. He's coming in a way that's different from what you may have experienced. And I can see that the disciples probably was in fear because they might not have never seen Jesus walking on the water. This might have been the first time they seen Jesus walk on the water. And they were very much afraid. But Peter was willing to be bold even though he was fearful. And he asked, if you are Jesus, please come. If you are, you know, if you are the Son of Man, please come, bid me to come. And when Jesus said come, he did not hesitate. For many of us, where our faith falls, before we even get out of the boat, we hear come and we get afraid and we don't follow the instructions and we never end up out the boat. The other thing is, I know the disciples were watching Peter get up out of the boat and begin to walk to Jesus. And so they should have followed him because he already checked out that it was Jesus. But you notice they never said anybody else got out of the boat. Nobody else spoke up. Nobody else got out of the boat. The other thing that I heard God say yesterday, I heard God say, don't die dreaming. Many of us have dreams. Many of us have visions. Many of us have things that God has shown us. Many of us, God has given us instruction. Many of us, God has blessed us to have a vision and a purpose and a plan for our lives. And we become afraid when God tells us to come out of the boat, when he wants us to walk on water, when he wants us to move out of our comfort zone. When he gives us instructions that's unfamiliar, that goes against the grain of what's traditional.